This is his elite material?
This is elite material. This is the IDIN, the International
IDIN. IDIN. Okay.
When you think about the impact of this, of the CIMMET program on Australia, it's been phenomenal. Some of the economists have estimated that for our contribution to the aid budget, to CIMMET's core budget through our aid program, we're getting $30 back for every dollar we spend. So that's an enormous benefit-cost ratio. So we realise that this program has been enormously important to us over the years. However, when you look at that historically, and this impact goes back to the first introduction of CIMMET material in 1973, over that period, it's been rather ad hoc. It's just stuff's been brought in, it's been quarantined, it's been used sort of partially by breeders. People didn't have enough information, and yet we still see this enormous benefit cost ratio, you know, to our advantage. So this program is all about squeezing the juice out of the CIMMET material, if you like. By coming here and going through their material before they make the cut, before they reduce it to a small set that they can send globally, we can pick out the things for Australia that may not make it into that set.
So what traits are you looking for? What are the key traits? And obviously that's going to vary from state to state and region to region.
Well, as I said, I think number one is yield. We've just got to get yield. Number two would be water use efficiency or drought tolerance. Number three would be heat tolerance. We're really looking for high temperature tolerance, and they have wonderful diversity for that. We're looking for resistance to the three rust diseases. We're also here looking for resistance to other diseases like septoria and yellow spot, for example. And we also have an interest in root diseases too. And what we're actually looking for is more diversity in resistance for each one of these characteristics. So we already have diversity for, let's say, septoria resistance or rush resistance. We already have diversity. But we know that that diversity erodes in time. The pathogen overcomes the genes slowly in time, and we need to buffer the resistance that is available to us nationally. And this is the place to come. This is a smorgasbord of diversity. And we can find that new resistance here, and we can bring that into Australia. We can recombine that with Australian types. And the Australian breeder has a really big job to do there, because grain quality is absolutely paramount for us, absolutely key. And the CIMMET material does not have high levels of quality, not the export market quality generally, in general, that we need in Australia. So the breeder needs to take all this diversity for yield and resistance and adaptation to drought and heat and improve that for grain quality to meet our markets.
And Richard, any tasty treats in this smorgasbord of material this week? Anything that stood out that you like? You're taking quite a few back?
Oh, we are taking quite a few back. Well, for me personally, it's been some of the really wide crosses. So crosses with ancestral species. So ancestral wheat species that look really good here in the field. They look beautiful, and you look at the pedigree and you say, wow, that is a wide cross. Now, that's also a role that this program has. They're the sorts of crosses that we would probably not make in Australia, because they're very low probability crosses. They're crosses that will not have an outcome for 20 or 30 years. You need to build when you cross such wide diversity. There's various steps to getting to a variety, so it's a long way off. But what this program here at CIMMET has a mandate for, and the budget for, is to do just that, to take the diversity out of the wild species, put that into agronomically suitable types that farmers in developing countries will grow. And what a service, I think, to the wheat industry. What a service to mankind, in reality, that there is an organisation that makes those sorts of low-probability crosses, combines all that tough-to-breed diversity, and puts it in a form that we can pick up and take with us and cross much more easily to our Australian wheats.
And how many plants have you looked at this week, and how many have you selected?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we have looked at many, many thousands of lines this week. And out of that, we have selected a set of around about 350, which we will bring back through Australian quarantine. And they are very carefully selected. As I say, we've had access to CIMMET data as well to help make that decision, but we've stood in the field and we've argued about different materials and what traits they have and why we want them. We've been very selective, because it is an expensive process to import and quarantine and then evaluate these materials. So we want to get the very, very best we can. And that is the beauty of having a diverse group of wheat breeders from different parts of Australia, with different views. And what we end up with, it's like a sieve. We sieve all those thousands and thousands of lines, and what we end up with There's a handful of really high probability materials, and that's the real benefit of being here.
Okay, let's give it a one.
Actually, anyone want to raise the odds on that?
Yeah.
It's not lodging. I think it looks
This is nice. The national check, so this lodging. Probably is what you see over there.
You're just trying to impress us with reputation on this.
But put this in a dry environment, and it would look like a national check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dr. Daniel Mullen from Intergrain. We're based in Perth. We breed for Australia, both in wheat and barley. Yeah, utilise the cement material quite a lot, basically in integrating diversity into our program.
And what are you looking for this week?
We've had a good look at the way things perform under their simulated drought conditions here, so looking for things that stand up here with the idea that they'll also perform well in those marginal regions in Australia. There's some very good top-end yield potential here, so canvassing that material is also of great value.
And are you impressed with what you see, what you found?
They certainly run a very, very good operation here. They try to extract as much as they can from germplasm pools from all around the world. So that's something that we're able to come and really glean the best of the crop from here this week.
Mei Qing Lu, and I'm the wheat breeder, work for AGT based at Narrabri, Northern New South Wales. Material here, compared with the other part of Australia, I think it's sort of best adapted to Northern New South Wales and Queensland. As a matter of fact, and we released a variety called Suntop. One of the parents is directly from Simita material.
And are the farmers keen on seeing what you bring back this year?
I think so. we're certainly very excited about the material we selected this year, and I think we actually very hard on the both drought tolerance and high yield potential.
Mm. Yeah. So that's what you're looking for, drought tolerance and high yield potential.
And plus heat tolerance, I think.
I'm Dr. Ian Edwards. I'm based in Perth, and the company is Edstar Genetics. We're looking for some very good novel rust genes. We're looking for some useful diversity that we can put into our trials. We need drought tolerance, and we certainly have had a very good screen on that. But not only drought tolerance, but ones lines that can perform also very well in a more favourable environment. And one of the unique things we've been able to do is to select with that spread of water treatment that I think gives us some real options there. In addition to disease resistance, we're looking for material that we can cross within our program. I've been doing that for some time now. And really introducing some novel sources of resistance to diseases, potentially such as the root diseases as well as the drought tolerance.
Are you excited about the germplasm that you're seeing this year?
Yes, they are, continue to make some very good improvements in their program, and we've certainly seen a lot of that out here this year.
Dr. Alan Ratty, I'm with CSRO and Advantage Wheats, a small company, a breeding company that targets all of Australia, but we're based out of Canberra. A lot of the same genes I'm after. The interesting thing about wheat is that genotypes do not travel very well, but traits and genes do, obviously. So I'm after all the genes that these guys are after as well, for rust resistance in particular, and also thinking about some of the soil-borne pathotypes and other diseases that have caused great economic loss back in Australia. CIMET are doing a fantastic job with incorporating them through their linkages internationally. So we're trying to get that material into Australia. But I'm also interested in accessing material which is longer season. So I've been talking to the other CIMET breeders around from places like Turkey and Akata, and accessing some of that material where it's relevant.
Dr. Lindsay O'Brien with Longreach Plant Breeders. I've been coming to CIMET since 1973, so walk the fields with Dr. Borlaug was really quite exciting, and There's a buzz about CIMET that rubs off on you when you come to here, and it gets in your blood and it never goes away.
What have been some of the plants that have stood out to you this week?
The things that I'm really interested in for Australia is trying to combine, from our point of view, trying to combine some of the work of the physiology program here, which has identified and put a trait value on things like the long coleoptile, reduced height, cooler canopy temperatures. These are things that have started to dissect apart some of the issues in relation to heat tolerance and to drought, which are obviously major drivers for Australian agriculture.
And so do you reckon there's some good news out of this trip for growers?
I'm pretty excited. It's at least a breeding cycle away as we try to mesh this in with our demanding quality requirements in Australia. But the fact that this material has looks so good, you know, as good breeders, if we can follow those traits into our material and improve the quality at the same time, yeah, if we can deliver in one cycle.
I'll
tell you what, the ones that stand under this amount of pressure that they
You like this one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, well,